is drawing near by the things that I see happening all around me. To the wickedness of man, this world is coming down with its counterfeit securities that surround me. And when I lift my eyes to you in the visions of the night, Lord, you show me things that trouble and disturb me. People scattered in the streets like a waste of stones and ruins of Jerusalem that's fallen to the enemy. Who can endure in the day of the Lord his righteous indignation? Who can stand when the fire rains down from his holy habitation? In the Lord our God we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Enter the rock and hide in the dust till he lays low all oppression. In the day of the Lord. Lord, you tell me you've been hurt by our adulterous hearts, by the eyes that play the harlot for the idols. Now we each have gone our way, drinking waters of the Nile that pollute our minds with lies not from your Bible. And the prophet and the priest who live in luxury and ease have no concern for brokenness or mourning. They see visions of their own, saying peace throughout this land. But I say woe to me, the night comes with the morning. Who can endure in the day of the Lord his righteous indignation? Who can stand when the fire rains down from his holy habitation? The Lord our God, we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Into the rock and hide in the dust till he lays low all oppression. Lord, his righteous indignation. Who can stand when the fire rains down from his holy habitation? In the Lord our God we must put our trust and repent of our transgressions. Enter the rock and hide in the dust till he lays low all oppression. Open the ears of the righteous one, desist from your own pleasures. Look to the Lord as the darkness comes, for the thief is seeking treasures. And fights with the sting of death, the wicked in derision, and the east wind blows with the wielding sword in the valley of the vision. And the watchman stands in the midnight hour, stationed on the rampart, to seek the Lord by the Spirit's power and learn what his commands are. The vision hastens toward its goal, with Jesus Christ returning. Who can endure in the day of the Lord when his holy fire is burning in the day of the Lord? In the day of the Lord? In the day of the Lord?
Praise the Lord. Jesus, we thank you today, Lord, for great salvation. Father, we praise you, Lord, that we are able to worship you and give you glory and praise today, for you are a great God. And Lord, we know that you can do all things, Lord, in our lives. And we know that anything is possible if we will trust you. So, Father, today we trust you, Lord. We come with expectation to you that you will yet move on the behalf of this nation in spite of the terrible condition that we see it drifting into so quickly, Father. And we pray you bless this time together as we study your word, Father, and we just expose the enemy and his darkness, Father, that you would just be glorified and lifted up and bless everyone who listens, both now and later, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I want to welcome everybody today to Deliverance Today. It's 4th of July, a live program today, and Jesus Christ is still on the throne, no matter what those people who attempt to usurp the authority of God in the earth today. Still, Jesus is bigger, and he's going to have the last word, the last say, no matter what Satan does or his little forces of evil do. Praise God. We can do all things through Christ today. We are blessed today. Hallelujah. So just welcome everybody today and hope that you're having a blessed day today and that Jesus is ministering to you. Share a little bit of news as we get into the broadcast today. The medical staff down there on the border with all these folks that are trying to, these young kids, children, teenagers, they're coming in. That's quite a deal down there going on. From what I understand, the medical staff was warned to keep their mouth shut about the illegal coming in because they have disease, contagious diseases. And, of course, some of the medical staff spoke up and risked losing their jobs. They were told they would lose their jobs and be prosecuted, put in jail if they spoke, but some of them still spoke. And these children pose great risk to Americans, and some say may have purposely been downloaded with diseases in order to bring epidemic diseases in our country. Well, I don't know about that, but one said lice just crawled around in their hair while they were talking to them. They're just infected with all kinds of diseases, and they've been moving them, or supposed to be moving them, on public transport. Wow. Well, this is indeed a crisis situation, and people are pretty upset about it. And I don't have any problem with immigrants as long as they do it the right way, but illegal and coming in and doing, you know, on their own without the permission and without doing the proper way, coming into the country the proper way, well, that's wrong. And they should be doing that. And I'm not going to join in with those liberal churches that are crying, oh, just let them all in and just let them all come in and take over the country. No, I'm not going to join with that crowd, all right, because, you know, there is a way to do it, a proper way to do it. If you want to come to America, you can come, but you have to come the right way, right? All right. Well, anyway, one of the richest black pastors in the world, if not the richest, is Nigerian preacher Bishop David Oyedepo, I guess is how you pronounce it, O-Y-E-D-E-P-O. And he's one of the wealthiest preachers in the world with a reported net worth of $150 million. He has 4 private jets. He has homes in London and the United States. And his church in Nigeria seats 50,000. That's a very rich pastor, huh? Well, I'm not going to say anything, just going to say, well, that's interesting, okay? Well, California today has been inundated with earthquakes. There have been over 15 earthquakes today. Wow, isn't that something? Just in one day? Now, none of them were huge on the scale, but nevertheless, they're just having lots of earthquakes. I wonder if a big one is coming soon. Who knows? We're going to find out, right? God knows. And so the government of Turkey is building a 15-acre, $100 million mega mosque in Lanham, Maryland. So here they are, and of course they're going to call it, the official name is the Turkish American Culture of America Civilization Center or something, but it's nothing but a mosque, okay? And they're building this mosque here in America, man, boy, a mega mosque, I guess we could call it, because it is like a mega church, but it's a mega mosque. Okay, well, that's some of the things going on. By the way, when Joan Rivers was asked what she would think about a woman president or a gay president, Joan Rivers says, well, Michelle Obama is a transgender, and we already have a gay president. Yeah, that's what Joan Rivers said when they asked her about it. that Michelle Obama is transgender, and we are, or she said a trans, a tranny or tranny or something, and then she said transgender. I watched it, the footage of that when they asked her that, and we already have a gay president. Well, that's an interesting concept from Joan Rivers, huh? Interesting stuff there. Well, we have a lot going on in this country this year, Day of Independence, and we thank God for the independence. God has destiny still for America, even though parted from our high and holy calling in many ways. There are still people in this country who are fulfilling the high and holy calling of God on their lives, and thank God for each one of them. Thank God for each one out there who is walking in the plan of Jesus for their lives, because time is short. Jesus is coming, and yet many people are in denial about that. They don't want to face the fact that that time is short. They think things are going to go on like this forever, and that nothing's ever going to change, and mankind will solve all his problems. And, yeah, that's all a bunch of baloney, right? We know that mankind just digs a deeper pit for themselves apart from Jesus Christ. They just continue to dig a deeper pit, continue to bring themselves into more bondage apart from the Lord, because without him, we can do nothing, it says in the Scripture. And I'm one who stands on the Scripture and believes the Word of God no matter what, all right? All right, we're going to get into the Word here tonight. We're going to just have a blessed time in the Word of God. Forgive and Free Yourself is going to be the title today, and I believe it'll help a lot of people. A lot of people have undiscovered issues in their life in this area. And you may think you have no problem there, but I tell you what, a lot of people have problems in this area, all right? And they don't know they have it. In a lot of cases, they think everything's cool, but it's not cool. And so let's go ahead and get into today's Word and share what Jesus put on my heart to share with you today, all right? And then we'll do some mass deliverance in a little bit and take some phone calls a little bit later. All right, praise God. Forgive and free yourself. Father, we ask you to bless our time as we study your words for time here this evening, and that you speak to people's heart and reveal things that may be hidden, things that are undiscovered, things that are lurking in the dark somewhere that are not known about or not dealt with. As we know that many people have these issues. And so, Father, just bless this time and reveal things by your Spirit. Quicken people's heart today about things so they'll have understanding and be able to get free. And we give you glory and commit this time to you in Jesus' name. Well, how many of us have not been hurt from time to time? We all have, right? But what do we do with that hurt or that offense? And what will we do? And what we do with that hurt and offense is either going to make or break us too, all right? So we need to take a look at this. How many of us haven't been criticized from time to time? You ever been criticized? Oh, man, especially in the school system, the government school system, and at work, but even in our home sometimes our mates or family members will criticize and pick on us or whatever it may be, okay? Have you how have you dealt with that? What do you do with it when it happens? Are you like Arnold and said, "Well, I'll be back. I'm going to get you," you know, or Rambo, "I'm going to get even," you know, or some of the others, or do you put it up on your hit list and say, "Give me the opportunity, I'll fix them, I'll take care of that," or do you just become resentful and bitter and hold a grudge or hold something against them back there in some corner of your mind somewhere? How many of us here today haven't been hurt by a husband or wife, parents, friends, girlfriends, boyfriends, authority figures, Christians, other Christians? And a lot of Christians have, you know, problems in their lives. They have demons. Let's face it. And so if other people have demons and you have demons too, then is it any wonder that people hurt each other? Is it any wonder that people like to give place to a control demon and be in control and exert that control over other people because they have those demons? It happens, folks. It happens all the time. because everybody has demons. Everybody needs deliverance. Some of you have a hard time with that, but the fact of the matter is that there isn't anybody out there that doesn't need deliverance to some degree or another, because everybody has sin in their life. Everybody sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And only Jesus could say that Satan comes, the God of this world is coming, but he has nothing in me. None of the disciples could say that. Only Jesus said that. He said, the prince of this world cometh, but he has nothing in me. He had no demons attached to Jesus. Okay? So, I know a friend who, when his wife left him, he was a good Christian, but he wouldn't forgive her for leaving him and ruining his life, because he wanted his wife. He loved his wife. He didn't want to lose her. And he still blamed her today after many years. He is bitter. He's unforgiving. At first he stayed a Christian, but as the door stayed open, the spirits made their home. And last I heard, he was on drugs and alcohol and runs down all Christians. Well, this can happen to anybody. You got to be on guard against this stuff, about this bitterness stuff and this unforgiveness stuff. It's dangerous. You know anyone like that, or that's becoming like that? Or are you like that in some degree? You know, God wants us free, but quicker than anything, unforgiveness will stop his flow in our lives. And you know, God led me to minister this today, so it must apply to us, or I know he wouldn't have given it to me, right? Now, I want to open up with a opening scripture tonight, Psalm 55. Psalm 55, we're going to read verse 12 through 14. It says here, for it was not an enemy that reproached me, then I could have borne it. Neither was it he who hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together and walked into the house of God in company. So here was a brother, a sister, you know, someone in the Lord that was close to him, a brother in this case. But it may have been a sister in your case. I don't know, but here it was. David was hurt, and many times it happened by those who you would think are your friends, right? And so unforgiveness, resentment, regret, grudges, hate, unpleasant thoughts about a person, anger, revenge, make them pay, offenses, bitterness, fightings, jealousy, envy, all this stuff. These are demons, and these are members of the family of unforgiveness. And most people don't recognize the danger, the depth of danger of holding any form of ought or offense towards someone. But you can't afford the price you'll pay in demon trouble if you let any member of this family live inside of you and attach themselves to you. And some people think I'm holding ought against Shannon Davis or Obama or some compromising preacher or brother or sister who may have done me wrong, or I think they're wrong. No, I refuse to do that. I don't have anything against these people. I'm not holding aught against them. I love Shannon Davis. I don't know where that thing came from, but I love him and pray for him. I pray for that wicked man Obama in the office up there and the evil he's done to our country, and as he is continuing to do it. I pray that something will change and that he'll be changed, if it's even possible. He may have already gone too far to be changed. Who knows? But we have to pray for him and pray for change in the office, too, that God will bring godly leadership in and change in the country. But anyway, as he obeys his handlers and those who lead him around, we would pray for him. And I refuse to hate anybody but Satan and his forces of evil, because we're told to hate evil, okay? Yeah, we're told to hate evil, but not to hate people. And would you like to have unwanted travelers? Well, you know, one of the quickest ways to have unforgiveness is to have unforgiveness. If you want to have unwanted travelers in your life, unwanted parasites, unwanted problems, you're going to pick up spirits. That's right. And there are many in the family of unforgiveness waiting to accommodate you, and they just can't wait to move into your body and soul to keep you company and take you down. That's right. And some people have given up their salvation because of this family of demons. I hope that won't be you. All right? Hope that won't be you. And listen, if you're holding out against a Christian brother or sister, you need to repent. You can't be doing that. It's going to mess you up. You know, some of you got stuff against one another. Some of, I'll tell you what, among those who are the remnant, there's a lot of fighting going on, and that shouldn't be. You know, plenty among mainstream Christianity, too, but here the remnant, they claim they got it together so well. Wait a minute, man. Why are you fighting with each other? Why is everybody disagreeing with everybody and fighting and carrying on? I mean, is that really a godly thing to be offended and fighting all the time and trying to stab each other in the back? That's demonic, man. You're giving place to demons unaware. Yeah, I may not agree with so-and-so, but I'm not going to just keep stabbing them in the back and try to destroy them. That isn't right. You better examine your motives out there. That maybe some of your motives are wrong. Maybe you want to hurt somebody and secretly, and you're saying things you do and interfering in things that you have no business interfering in because you want to hurt somebody. That's wrong. That's wrong. You don't have no business doing that. You find yourself picking up spirits that are not very pleasant to have. You know, we need to love one another and care for one another, pray for one another, even if we don't agree with each other. And we're not all going to agree with each other, by the way. There's just no way that's going to happen. Everybody's not going to all agree on everything. There are little different doctrines and that are still not heaven and hell issues that people differ on. For instance, some people think they're going out in this secret rapture. In any moment, imminent rapture. Well, I personally believe we're going out at the last trumpet. And, you know, when we get there, then you'll know that I was right. But, no, just kidding. Just kidding. You know, some people will take that and run with that. But, no, I don't believe there's going to be a secret little rapture taking everybody out. I believe we're going out at the second coming, the last trumpet. That's what I believe the Word of God teaches in Matthew 24 and a number of other places as well. There's no real scripture that they can prove a secret imminent rapture. There's some scriptures that they twist to mean that, but there's none that actually mean that, okay? And so there's a lot of twisting of the Word of God today. But you know what? I can have fellowship with somebody that believes that way. But, you know, a lot of times they won't fellowship with me. That's the sad thing about it, because they think I'm in heresy because I don't believe the way they do. And yet the fact of the matter is usually they're in heresy. But about their, even though it isn't a heaven or hell issue, right? And there are other doctrines like that. I mean, some people are extremely legalistic. Others are more leaning toward grace, and they walk in more grace, and doesn't mean that the people who are legalistic are going to hell. It just means that they might have a more difficult walk. I tell you, the walk of grace is a lot easier than the walk of legalism. I tell you that for sure, because I've walked it both ways, and I prefer grace. You know, that's just His blessing on our lives, and there's nothing we can do to earn that. It's a gift, and we live that way. I live in that rest of grace. And you could live that way too, but you may have to give up some of your legalism, some of your condemnation of everybody. Some people condemn everybody for everything, and I know Jimmy Swagger used to do that, right? And yet he was carrying pornography around, and he was in bondage himself, right? And yet he was condemning everybody and preaching on damnation and hell all the time, and yet he had such a bondage in his life with sexual sin himself. So, you know, it says that we ought to be careful, I think, about condemning everybody in the church today. All right? Anyway, some people have given up their salvation because of the family of unforgiveness, and they're like, this family's like a slow poison. It kills you slowly. Kind of like our food industry today, you know? Satan is in the food industry, and his goal is to poison you slowly, and he has succeeded. Our nation is very sick physically, and he knows what he's doing. He's got in there, and he's made all these additives. He's made all these nitrates and put them in the food and white bleached sugar, the poison to the body in many ways, and artificial colorings, artificial sweeteners. My, if he isn't trying to destroy people, if people need to wake up and recognize it. A lot of it, greed in people, but that's demons too. And if you're still drinking Diet Pop, you, in my opinion, are slowly poisoning yourself. I mean, that's worse than the sugar pop, that aspartame. Eat your brain up. Mess with your brain. Mess with other parts of your body. Man, what are you doing? GMO'd foods, loads of hormone, fast-growth hormones and antibiotics in the meat. Satan knows how to steal, kill, and destroy and embed his demons into people. So be on guard. Some of you might be offended that I even mentioned that, but you know what? You need to be teachable and be willing to learn and change areas. I mean, listen, if you're not getting any results doing the same thing you always done, then what makes you think you're anything's going to change if you keep on doing what you've always done? Not going to, you know. And I believe in a natural diet as much as possible. I would eat the way that that is proper and natural and free of the hormone, free of the GMO. I want to take vitamins, herbs, prolong the life, because life is spiritual warfare, and Satan is out to take you out, and Christians are dying before their time, and all these people go out saying, well, God is sovereign. He must have wanted them to die or they wouldn't have died. That's not true. People cut their own lives short. Satan is able to take people out because he tempts them to do certain things, and they do it and pick up the demons of it, and the demons work death in them, and they die before their times, and that's not necessary, okay? But see, my people perish what? For lack of knowledge, see? So right along there in that scripture, God telling us why God's people are dying before their time and perishing because they have ignorance in them. They have lack of knowledge. So if God is so sovereign and nobody died before their time, and you know, if so-and-so died, that just must be God's will. No, that is just ignorance. That is just ignorance. That is not true, folks. That is not true at all, because people can kill themselves before God's time. God can have plans for people's life. Listen, God had a plan for Samson to be a judge over Israel and to rule righteously, but he chose, and demons got a hold of him, and Delilah the witch got a hold of him, and his life was cut short, and he ended up in prison getting his eyes gouged out, and his life was a mess. And it didn't have to be that way. That wasn't God's plan for his life, but how many know that not everybody fulfills God's plan for their life? How many know that there are sabotagers out there that want to get in the way and mess you up? And that indeed is what happened there with Samson. And not only Samson, but look what King David, a man after God's own heart, did. He went and messed with Bathsheba. Was that God's plan for him? No. It wasn't God's plan. But see, so if God is sovereign and whatever will be, that man, I'll tell you what, God is in favor of them being in sin and falling into sin? I don't think so. I don't think so. Anyway, that's another subject that again, may not be a heaven and hell issue, but you know where I stand on that, okay? So if you're offended today, you need to get unoffended, all right? You need to get delivered from the spirits of this ugly, killing family of unforgiveness. You need to repent and forgive and move on in life. Now let's get into this more and expose these devils that eat people up in this area. They're eating people up, literally destroying people. So I can, let's go over to Matthew. I'll read a scripture, and then we'll jump into it, because I think we need this foundational scripture before we jump into it. Matthew 18, y'all know this scripture, don't you? Matthew 18:21 said, again, I say it, then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him, till seven times? Jesus said unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king which would take account of his servant. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children, and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants which owed him 100 pence, and he laid his hands on him took him by the throat, saying, pay me that talent. And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry. They came and told their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that, he had called him and said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all thy debt because thou desirest me. Should not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I have pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. Delivered to the tormentors? Uh-oh. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also to you, if you have not from your heart forgive every one his brother their trespasses. Oh, my. Well, that's pretty serious stuff there, right? The king represents Jesus. The unpayable debt is ours, and we are the servant. So I can just see us coming out of the king's presence here. We are praising God, rejoicing. We have been forgiven. Glory to God. Then your brother down the street from First Baptist, who's owed you $20 for 6 months, walked by you, and you get all mad, and you grab him and demand that $20. You turn him over to police for not paying the $20. He said he's stealing from you. Well, the king turned this guy over to the tormentor. Now, really, when we don't forgive, we open the door ourselves to the tormentors. Who are the tormentors? Well, I'll give you two guesses, right? And the first one don't count, right? You know who the tormentors are. It's the evil spirit. And what are some of the tormentors and how they manifest? Nerves, migraine headaches, insomnia, worry, heart attacks, arthritis, ulcers, Alzheimer's, dementia, colitis, worry. And nobody can pray the prayer of faith for us if we refuse to forgive. Because we have people running around to all the different faith healers, people that walk and pray for the sick and pray for be well, and they haven't forgiven, and they're not getting healed. Well, is it any wonder they're not getting healed? They're holding out against a brother, a sister, or a pastor, or a leader, or somebody. Okay? And then they're having these physical manifestations in their body. God's not going to break his word. Oh, heal me, Lord. Oh, heal me. No. You forgive, and then he'll release healing on you. Many have been confused by one saying a person as a Christian has a demon. Well, that's because, you know, we're a triune being, body, soul, and spirit. And Jesus lives in your spirit, but your body and soul definitely can be open game to demons. All right, you can have a demon afflicting your body or your soul, even though you're walking with God in the light you have in your spirit. So people need to understand that. Jesus lives in the spirit. Flesh and blood is not going to inherit the kingdom of God. But our spirit is. The true you, the true me. A pastor I know of was praying with a man, and God told him 7 years. He asked, well, what happened 7 years ago? He said, well, nothing. And the pastor said, the Holy Spirit's not a liar. In Jesus' name, you tell me the truth. And he shrieked, I hate him, I hate him. Another man had committed adultery with his wife 7 years ago. And the pastor said, you have to forgive him. He said, he don't deserve to be forgiven. The pastor looked him right in the eye and said, well, neither did you, brother. And you know, God has forgiven us 300 million billion. And how can we not forgive $20? What $20 debt are you holding on to today? Who did it to you? Your husband, your wife, some preacher, some boss man, some school person at school or teacher at school, or maybe it was a lawman. Who did you wrong? I mean, that woman that was beat up in California by the side of the road out there by that California state trooper, she's going to have to forgive that man, even though maybe he don't deserve it. But she's going to have to forgive him if she wants to be a righteous woman and go on with God, okay? She's going to have to do it. It wasn't very nice what happened to her either. And it wasn't very nice what happened to you probably. But you're going to have to forgive. Who did you wrong? Who made an unpleasant or offensive remark about you that you still cannot or will not let go of? Maybe somebody called you a demonized individual or a Jezebel or an Ahab or some other name that you don't like. Maybe they said that you're full of devils or they're full of lust or something else about you, or that you're a liar, or they talk about you behind your back and try to do something about you in a bad way. Well, listen, if you want to move on, you have to forgive. You want to move on. I don't care what they called you. They might have called you a jerk. They might have called you a dumbhead or something evil. I don't know. But listen, you got to let go of that. Doesn't mean you have to move in with them and be their best buddy. Doesn't mean that. That's not what forgiveness is about. It's releasing them, letting go of the hurt, the pain, letting go so a demon doesn't move in when you're hurt. Okay? I mean, you got to take care of this. You don't want to go on like this. This is Independence Day. You need to get some independence. All right? Do you like demons? Well, you're certainly going to be entertaining them until you deal with this. I think some people must like their demons. A lot of people say they hate the devil, but they sure spend a lot of time hosting his demons and fallen beings in their lives. You like hosting demons? I don't like hosting demons. I want to be free from demons. I want to host the devil. Do you want to host the devil? I don't like hosting demons. They're not very good folks to have around and hang out with. They have your demise in mind. They don't have favor for you. If you really hate him so much, why aren't you doing all you can do to get rid of him and his gang? Instead of embracing him and inviting his beings in because you want the ungodly luxury of being hurt and holding on or regrets or resentments toward those who have hurt you or offended you. Is it worth going to hell over? Oh, you say, but they sexually abused me or they raped me. Well, so you want them to pay and go to hell? Is that what you wish on them? You just wish that they'd just go to hell? Is that what you wish over them? Is that right? You want anybody to go to hell except the devil and his demons and angels and all them? I really don't want anybody to go to hell myself. I'm in agreement with God. He says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance, right? But Jesus wants to save people. I mean, he wants them to come to repentance, be born again. So what spirit are you of? Make them pay. Send them to hell. Call fire down from heaven on them. Right? No, wait a minute now. Wait a minute. You got some demon ministering to you. Some kind of demon talking to you. Listen, God don't want anybody to go to hell. It's not God's plan, even though plenty are going. It's not his plan. All right? If you don't let go, they'll hold you in their grip, and you will go into great bondage, okay? You know, God spoke to a brother pastor one day and said, you will never have any greater love than this. Forgiving someone who doesn't deserve to be forgiven. For that is what my son did for you on the cross. See, that's what God told him. You know? And so I think he would tell us the same thing. You never have a greater love than this. Forgiving someone who doesn't deserve to be forgiven. For that's what Jesus did for you on the cross. But what should I do, Pastor? Well, pray. Ask the Lord to drop into your mind everyone from childhood till now whom you are bitter or resentful toward, okay, and whom you need to forgive. Then forgive them, let them go. I mean, he'll show you because he wants you free. Are you acting or are you reacting in life? Many of us are spending our time reacting to how people have treated us instead of acting on the Word of God. You know, say somebody looks at you wrong in the grocery store. You get offended. You get hurt. You react it. Instead, if somebody looks mean at you, you can act. You can act in truth, in love. You don't know why they're doing it. Don't be intimidated into reacting. They may be having the worst day of their life. They may have just lost their mother. I know while we were gone, I heard somebody just screaming out and crying on their cell phone. I think it was on it was either at the airport waiting or in the waiting room. Well, they just lost a loved one. You know, some people would misinterpret that, think they're going crazy or something, but they were screaming out. They just got the news on their cell phone that their loved one had died, and they were screaming and crying and having a fit. I mean, a real big show of emotion. But they were hurting. They were having a bad day. They were not, I mean, things were, you know, something happened. I mean, I remember I was on my way back to I didn't know that my mom was going to die, but I was headed back because I heard that she was deteriorating quickly, and I was in another city. I was trying to hurry and get back, and my car broke down on the way back to the hospital, and I wasn't able to get back, and so they called me and said she died as I was trying to get back, and I was stopped at mechanic. I nursed the car down the highway a little further, and then they called, and so it was tragic, you know, to get that kind of news, but I rejoiced that she's with Jesus, but, you know, there's still the sadness of losing your mother or your father or whoever you love, your mate. It's a sad thing to lose someone you love. And so, yeah, I was crying, and it was sad, and I showed some emotion. And unless you're really hard, you will too when you lose someone you love, if you haven't yet. But if you live long enough in this earth, everybody's going to lose somebody you love, right? All right, well, anyway, the name of acting is love, okay? And we need to act in love. If we have ought against any, we need to pray and forgive until love flows. Then when love flows, since God is love, the Spirit of God will flow in you. And when the Spirit of God is flowing, healing and deliverance and liberty come forth to your life, okay? Now, let's go read another scripture here, Mark 11. Because a lot of people read the first part of this, but they don't read verse 26. But let's read verse 23. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever should say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now, this is wonderful. These are promises of God, right? This is wonderful. And we should just be praising God that we have such promises that we can speak to that mountain and command it to be cast into the sea, that mountain of sickness, that mountain of disease, that whatever it is, that poverty thing. And we can speak to it. But we forget to read on verse 25 and 26 because it's not complete, and some people are not having the answer to their prayer because they have not applied verse 25 and 26. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. Wow, that is scary. For some people out there who have a hard time forgiving, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive you your trespasses. That's how important it is to forgive. And then you can speak to that mountain, and it'll be cast into the sea. All right? Oh, I know there are evil people out there in the world that you wish that they would just be retributed for what they've done to you. I realize that. But, you know, God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay. All right? Vengeance is mine, I will repay. And so if you're trying to wish vengeance on somebody because of how mean they were or how evil they were to you, that's wrong. You got to let God take care of them. He'll take care of them. The Bible says it's a righteous thing with God to cause those who cause you to suffer to suffer. And it's not exactly those words, but that's what he's saying. Now, do you know why some people don't have the prayer power? Because they have hate, they have resentment, they have bitterness, they have anger, grudges, holding aught against someone. The very nature of the devil is hate. The nature of sin is hate. The nature of your problem may be spirits of hate, resentment, hurt feelings, and envy, and malice, and unforgiveness. So act. Get on your knees and cry out to Jesus that he will show you if you have a spirit of unforgiveness, if you have it out against somebody in you right now. Cry out to God. Yes, I know it's hard to forgive some people because they are so bad. I understand that. Oh, I know. I've been treated very badly. I can tell you from personal testimony. I've been treated very badly. I've been slandered. I've been attacked. I've had betrayals. I could go on and on. But I'm telling you, I don't have aught against anybody today. I have forgiveness in my heart toward all those who've done me wrong over the years, right? But you know, being a pastor, people do you wrong sometimes. Just being not a pastor, but an average Christian of some kind, people do you wrong too. But see, there are devils out there in the world that cause these things to happen. They work in people's heart. Remember, we wrestle not with flesh and blood. People are demonized. You got to recognize it, that people that treat you badly have demons in them. They might be family members. It might be a father who abused you growing up, either sexually or verbally or physically. And he is the meanest thing you ever saw. And still is to this day, maybe. But you know what? It's not flesh and blood that we're wrestling with. He has demons. Maybe you had an ornery mother, the controlling Jezebel mother that controlled you and tried to control everything about your life. But you know what? She had a demon of Jezebel. She had a demon of control. And really, what is Jezebel? Part of it is witchcraft. Part of it is just major control issues. All right? Some of it's witchcraft. Some of it's manipulation. Some of it's false teaching. Some of it is ways to get people to do what she wants you to do, that Jezebel spirit wants you to do. Yeah. Yeah, you got to release them, though, because they had demons, and they were controlled by demons. And likely, if you came from that family, you have some, too. You inherited some of them, and you need to get deliverance, right? Says everybody needs deliverance. Let's talk about the forgiving heart and how to forgive as we begin to close this down a little bit, start to wind it up. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, this is Paul talking. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. We got to forget some things. That's an important point. If you can't forget, you can't forgive. I mean, in a sense, all right? I don't mean that you'll ever forget totally what happened to you. But I mean you're going to forget the thing that stings you and causes you to have aught against them, that part of it, because God healed it. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, so the forgiving heart is a pliable, a teachable heart and blessed heart. But how do I forgive? Well, number one, forgiveness is not an emotion. If you're looking for an emotion to show up before you can forgive anybody, then you're going to be looking a long time. Okay? Forgiveness is not an emotion. Number two, forgiveness is something you choose to do in prayer. You choose to do it before God. All right? That's what forgiveness is. It's something you choose to do before, all right? If you don't choose to do it, you won't do it. Number three, very important, too, we need to know that we can choose against our own will. What do you mean by that? Well, we can choose his will above our will. See, in other words, Jesus did that. He said, not my will be done, but yours. See, he was there crying out. He didn't want to go to the cross, his physical body. He didn't want to suffer the pain. He didn't want to suffer the sins of humanity. But you know what? He said, not my will, but yours, God. And we can do the same thing. We can choose his will over our will. And so we need to know that we can choose against our own will. See, when we choose according to God's word in Jesus' name, the Holy Spirit is released inside of us to change us in accordance with our request. You see that? Number four, we must choose to be willing to forgive, and then God will work that into us according to Philippians 2:13, forgetting those things. I mean, I'm sorry, 2:13, not 3:13. Let's read that. 2:13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. See, he will do that in you. He will work that into you when you choose to be willing to forgive, okay? And sometimes, number five, we may need to cast out an unforgiving spirit in order to fully forgive somebody. Because there was a generational spirit of unforgiveness you were born with. You were born with, you didn't come from the Hatfield family, right? You were born with grudges. No, I'm just kidding. But no, probably so, though. Yeah. You were born generationally with spirits, right? you're born with something generationally, and because of that, you have a hard time forgiving, so you need to get the spirits of unforgiveness cast out of you first before you really can fully forgive somebody, and that's okay as long as you put yourself in agreement to do that and make a choice of your will, even if it's against your will, but you're getting in agreement with God's will to do that, and then you can get delivered from it, right? Amen. Come on. This is not only the secret to forgive it, but the secret of being delivered from any attitude or habit that we are that are contrary to the will of God. It works for other things, too. Evil desires, lust, pornography, smoking, selfishness, gluttony, jealousy, gossip, lying, temper, all these other things, it can work that way for them, too. Okay? Now, listen. Doesn't mean that when you forgive somebody, you have to go move in with them again. I tell you, you don't have to be their friend either. But in order for you to go on in life and be saved and serve Jesus and follow him all the days of your life, you got to let go of this stuff. All right? There are demons involved with it, and you will be demonized if you don't learn to just forgive. And listen, the Bible says to love our enemies. These people may always be your enemy, okay? But by loving your enemies, that means you pray for them, right? Pray for them to see the truth and for them to repent and that they will not be lost, okay? Our business is not to get trapped by the tormentors, but to go on with God, see? And a lot of people trapped by the tormentors today. You're in a trap of a tormentor trap, let's call it that. You're in a tormentor trap. Philippians 3:13, let's go back there and read 14 and 15. It says, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You can't do that if you're holding a bunch of stuff against people. So let us therefore as many as be perfect, that word perfect means mature, be thus minded, and if in any other thing you be otherwise minded, God will reveal even this to you. He'll wake you up. If you let him, he'll wake you up. He'll wake you up. He loves you. He'll wake you up. You let him. Perfect, mature, teleos. Once we've forgiven, we will live in love and peace, and that peace will keep us, right? Philippians 4:7, it says, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus, right? So he'll keep you. That peace will keep you. But you don't have that kind of peace if you're carrying around all kinds of ought against people. All right? See, we won't lose our minds like so many do nowadays. Look, many in nursing homes, they have Alzheimer's, they have other diseases and problems because, you know, listen, they just wouldn't forgive, couldn't forgive. I used to preach at Bethesda Nursing Home a number of years ago, and those people, a lot of them, need not be in there. But because of their unforgiveness, they are losing their mind, many of them were, and many have lost them to demons, and demons take over in their lives. Don't let that be you. Many of you today are suffering because of hurt feelings today, resentments and bitterness, and some of you want to make them pay for that. That's wrong. No, God will take care of that. Listen, God said if you don't forgive, you're going to be turned over to tormentors. Some of you have tormentors now. We need to get rid of them today. How about it? Do you believe God wants you free? I believe God wants you free. So how about that? Well, let's just pray a prayer right now before we move on here in this, and finish up here. But just say, Father, in Jesus' name, please drop into my mind the names of those whom I need to forgive. Bring them to my remembrance. I ask you to cleanse me of this resentment, hate, unforgiveness by your blood. I choose to forgive whether they deserve it or not. You forgave me when I didn't deserve it. And so likewise, I forgive whoever it is, even though they don't deserve it, or he doesn't deserve it, or she doesn't deserve it. I ask you to give me, by grace, your love for them, because mine is inadequate. I can't love them on my love. But see, you love them, even from the cross, those who crucified you, Lord. For you promised me in your word, if I ask anything in your name, you'd do it. I have asked you to cleanse me from this resentment. Cleanse it out of me, and you have. I've asked you to give me your love for so-and-so, and I now claim I have that love for them. All right? Now, can you believe that? Now, we're going to command these spirits to come out here in a minute, but not yet. But we're going to command these spirits to loose you, let you go, because you'll do a lot better. But before I finish this up tonight and we move on to something else, I do need to talk about you walking in a greater confidence, because the people of God who are successful and go somewhere with God are those who are confident in their relationship with Jesus and the Father. And I think when you walk in unforgiveness, you don't walk in that kind of confidence, because you know that it's wrong. You know that it's something eating away on you. All right? You know that. Even to go somewhere in the business world, you need to be confident and know what you want and what you can do and how you can do it. But I believe tonight that God wants you to know some things to encourage you so that you'll be an overcomer today. You need to know these things to be confident in God. You mean I can know these things? I can know that I'm saved? Yeah, you need to know that you know that you're saved, absolutely. And when you know that you know that you know you're saved, that gives you a great amount of confidence just right there, right there. You need to have confidence to speak and to minister. Because we're the ambassadors of Christ. We're ambassadors of the kingdom, so we can speak boldly, right? Because we know what we believe, we can speak boldly. If you don't know what you believe, you're kind of shy and kind of weak in what you're proclaiming a lot of times because you're not sure. But you need to know. You need to be secure in what you believe. We need to know so we can speak boldly. If you're not sure about what you believe, it's kind of hard to convince somebody about it. But if you're 100% sure, you have persuasive confidence about you, and people are going to listen to you and receive it. But if you have a religion, forget it. Because most religious people don't believe what they propagate. Right? All right. Yeah, I remember some brothers prayed for me years ago to receive holy boldness. And I thought I was already pretty bold because I was out very bold. But I was more bold after that. So are you bold today? Philippians 1:28. It's a time for God's people to be bold. Listen, and am nothing terrified by your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition, but to you of salvation and that of God. Are you bold today? You should be nothing terrified by your enemies, your adversaries. Everybody has an adversary today. We got to forgive them. We got to let go of them, but we can still be bold. I was bold when I went in the hospital room, just start praying for people, going room to room. Did it a number of times. Just keep on doing, you know, and so what? I'm bold. Who's terrified today? Are you terrified? No, don't be terrified. Where does terror come from? Who is terrified today? The devil's terrified. Wouldn't you be terrified if you were headed to hell? Yeah, he's headed to hell. That old devil, right? That old serpent, the devil. But I'm ready. It says to be ready always to give an account of Jesus in you. Are you ready? Do you have confidence of eternal life? An overcomer knows what Paul knew. Now, do you know what Paul knew? Do you have that kind of confidence today? Listen, if you've forgiven, you can walk in that kind of confidence. You can walk boldly. You can walk in a lot of grace. It's available. 2 Corinthians 5:1 tells us, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle was dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavenly. Listen, we can, once we've forgiven, we can be so confident and so bold because we know that we have a home in the heavenly. We know. We know. We know. Listen, when you speak to the devil, you need to be confident he's going to obey you. You think Paul was afraid to die? No, he wasn't afraid to die. He wasn't afraid to die because he told us that he wasn't. The Philippians 1:21, it tells us, for to me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And he wasn't afraid to die because he said, I'd rather depart and be with the Lord, but for your sake, I'm going to hang around. No, he knew it was gain, and he knew he wouldn't die. He knew he would go from glory to glory. You know, he knew. He knew. He said, I finished the course. I kept the faith when it finally came time. He knew. We can know some things, too, about these things. You ever ask religious people if they're born again or saved, and they say, I hope so? But when they say that, I have to question their salvation. If they are really saved, because if they say they hope so, you wonder if they're really saved, because probably not. All right. Okay. All right, so I'm going to close out here. A couple of scriptures out of 1 John here. I'm going to go over there. But I just wanted to leave you with some confidence here tonight, because, listen, once you forgive it, you can be the boldest people on the face of the earth. And you should be. You should be. You may not be, but you should be. You may not walk that way. You may not choose to walk that way, but you can, and you should. Okay? So a lot of Christians aren't really sure that Jesus took their sins away, but he did. 1 John 3:1-2 says that, behold, what manner of love the Father had bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Hallelujah. This is to know. He didn't say maybe. He said, we know it. Praise the Lord. A lot of Christians aren't really sure Jesus took our sins away, but we are to know that he took our sins away, right? 1 John 3:5, and ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. 1 John 5:13, it says, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. You know you have it. When those demons tell you you've committed the unpardonable sin, or you haven't done this, or you haven't forgiven so-and-so, and you really have, you don't listen to that. You tell them where to go, right? We have confidence to receive as well. You know, we ask, and it shall be given unto us. We can walk in that kind of boldness. We can call things in. And John 14:12, that word actually is ask there is demand. Speaking not of demanding from the Father, because he's not our butler. We don't talk to God that way. But we're demanding the one who keeps back the blessing, the answers, the demons, the darkness, the Satan. You know, that's who we're demanding of, that you give it up, get out of the way, and let it come through. All right? Because the devil wants to get in the way of your blessing. He wants to get away of the answer of God and demand that devil let go in the name of Jesus. Confidence to overcome. We're partakers of the nature of God. Let us have confidence to overcome. God called all of us to be overcome, end-time overcomer. What do we have to overcome? Well, number one, we overcome unforgiveness in our lives. Number two, we overcome the devil. He's an obstacle in our way to victory. He's a sabotager of our lives. He's the hindrance worker. Number two, we overcome the flesh. Number three, we overcome the world and its pleasures. And to defeat the devil, we resist the devil and he will flee. To defeat the flesh, we have to crucify it, right? And cast the demons out of it. To defeat the world, right? We got to defeat the world. Call the scriptures that says that for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, to destroy the works of the devil. He destroyed them. He defeated them. So we call those things in that he did and enforce them on the devil, okay? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this word today, Father. We give you the glory for it. We thank you for holy boldness and confidence in the saints of God. We thank you for forgiveness. We thank you that we can pray the prayer of forgiveness and release people that have done us wrong. Release people who have stabbed us in the back and let us down and offended us. We thank you for that grace to do so, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that even after we've done so, we will sense that it's over and we've done and we've completed and we move on. So, Lord, we thank you today for this word, and we thank you for every believer who will listen to it, every unbeliever that will listen and get saved, Lord. We pray for their salvation right now. Any unbeliever out there that doesn't know Jesus, that's just under legalism and law and hasn't ever come to the knowledge of Jesus and true salvation, Father, just pray a prayer right now, just to Jesus, come into my heart, forgive me for my sins, I repent, cleanse me from all unrighteousness, I give you my life today, wash me in your blood right now. I love you, Lord. I give you my life. From this day forward, do whatever you want with me. I'm yours. I repent. Amen. I believe that you're God, Jesus, and I take you to be my Lord and Savior. I receive you into my heart right now. Amen. Amen. All right, you've done that? All right, let's take a break. Praise God. We'll take a little break here, and then we'll come back and get some work done in the kingdom, help people get free from some stuff, and get rid of the unforgiveness in our lives, right? Let go of it. and not hold it anymore, right? Not hold it anymore. We don't want to hold it.
I'll not be afraid. I will have faith. Jesus is with me. I'm never alone. 24 hours a day. No matter what comes, I will not run. I will take courage and conquer every worry in my life that I face. My enemy lies, telling me I'm not gonna make it. He wants me to think that I'm weak and I'm gonna fall. God is my shield, and I know He'll never forsake me. For faithful is the Lord of my salvation, who calls. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. I am secure in Jesus, standing firmly in His strength, and it is mine. God who always leads me into His triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror. I'm wearing a smile, I am God's child, born of the Spirit, hidden in Christ, living in heaven above. No demon of hell, Satan himself, cannot get near me. I'm resting in the grace of God that keeps me in His love. Nothing can separate me from the love I find in Christ. I am secure in Jesus, standing firmly in His strength, and in His might. Thanks be to God who always leads me into His triumph, and I'm more than a conqueror. In the Lord I'm a conqueror.
Kyle, this is Deliverance Today, and I'm glad you're with me, hearing what I have to share with you today from the Lord. And you say, well, I think that you've talked about unforgiveness another time in the past. Well, yeah, I'll probably talk about it again in the future. You need it. It's so easy to pick up things against people in this life because the opportunities keep coming your way. So you've got to forgive. Got to let go of things. Our website is theoasisplace.org. You can email me at theoasis1@localnet.com, theoasis1@localnet.com. If you'd like to support the ministry, it would be greatly appreciated. You can go to our website and do so through PayPal, or you can send your gifts of love and support to Pastor John Kyle of the Oasis Church at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162, Billings, Montana, 59105. That's Billings, Montana, 59105. Also, I have a new book out, Do You Have Demon Troubles? If you haven't ordered that book yet, please get a copy of that. Not only will it bless you and help you get delivered from demons, it will support the ministry as well somewhat. We don't get a lot on each book, but it does help. So it will help you more than it helps us even if you get that book. So definitely pick up a copy of that for your benefit and for your spiritual growth and for your deliverance. And the Lord bless you guys. If you happen to be in Billings, you want to come to the church on a Sunday. We're 2102 Old Harden Road. We meet Sundays at 10:30 a.m. Certainly love to see you there. Now, would like to take some phone calls, but I want to do a little deliverance first and then take a few phone calls if anybody wants to call in. But I want to do a little deliverance on this unforgiveness, and then we'll do some more deliverance after that. But first, I want to take care of this. Because we prayed the prayer, and we don't want you to go around suffering any longer if you can get free from these demons. So let's just pray a little bit of deliverance, and we'll take a few phone calls if anybody wants to call in. All right? And the number to call in is 657-383-0134. That's 657-383-0134. Okay? Yeah. Let's pray a little prayer first, and then we'll cast out these demons. And we already prayed that prayer of forgiveness. Now let's just pray for this. In the name of Jesus, I command wicked spirits in me to leave me now. I break your power over me. I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. I break every curse over myself and command the demons that have forced a curse on me to leave me now. And again, I forgive everyone who's ever done me wrong. And you need to name them by name again, do so. But I forgive them and I release them in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord. If they need to be paid, you'll pay them. I'm not going to pay them back. It's not my place. So I release them. All right, spirits of unforgiveness, come out of there, all the way out. If you need to cough, sigh, burp, yawn, spit, feel like you might throw up, go ahead, get your garbage can, do so. They generally come out your mouth. Come on, let them go. Unforgiveness, resentments, come out. Come out, resentment, bitterness, come out. Come on, all these unforgiveness family spirits, come out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there, all the way out by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, unforgiveness, go. Right now, I rebuke the spirits of unforgiveness, come out. Resentment, regret, grudges, come out, 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 come out. Come out all the way out by the blood of Jesus right now. All those unforgiving spirits, go right now. Regretful spirits, resentful spirits, holding grudges spirits, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus right now. We rebuke those demons. In Jesus' name, you let go of them. You got to let go of them. All right? Let go of them, devils, right now, all the way out, all the way out. All anger and revengeful spirits, go in Jesus' name, all the way out. All unforgiveness, go. All revenge, go. We rebuke that revenge, want to get even, want to have revenge. Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You come out of there. All revenge and vengeance, come out. Jealousy and envy of these people, come out. Make them pay, spirits. You come out. Come out. All the way out. Go by the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. Come out. All the way out right now. Go by the blood. You got to loose them and let them go. All the way out. All the way out. Yes, you will. Let go. I bind you in Jesus' name. All the way out. All these ungodly spirits of fightings and offenses, come out. Wanting to fight with somebody because they hurt you, wanting to get even, wanting to kill them, murder, spirits of murder, come out, 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 all the way out, all revenge, come out, envy, come out, come out, come out, all the way, anger, rage toward them, Come out, come out, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out of there. Go in Jesus' name, go by the blood of Jesus. You loose them and let them go. All the way out, all the way out of there. Come out, be weakened by the blood, go all the way out. Jesus' name, go. Oh, thank you, Janet, for your kind comment there. Appreciate that, sister. Come out, all the way out. Go, go, all the way up out of there. Go, by the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Go, all the way out. Jesus' name, Jesus' name. All bitterness, come out, come out, come out. Go, in Jesus' name, go. All that bitter root, come out, in Jesus' name, go, bitter roots, all the way out, the bitter hearts, come out, all bitterness, deep root of bitterness, go, in Jesus' name, loose people, let them go, by the blood of Jesus, right now, go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go, all the way, go. Jesus' name, to pull you up from the roots, the tormenting spirits that just keep you in a trap. The people that did you wrong, they may have gone on with their life. They're not being tormented. You're the one that picked up the torment because you wouldn't let go of it. Yeah, they may have gone on in life and they never gave it a second thought. Yeah, but you picked it up. You got to let go of it. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Come on, all the way out. All that get-even spirit, I'm going to get even with them. I'm going to make them pay. Come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. By the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We renounce those spirits of unforgiveness. We renounce those spirits of grudges and holding out against people. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, by the blood of Jesus. Now, all those poison spirits, come out. That poison in there, you spirit of poison that's just poisoned your whole being, come out now, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. Go, go, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, go. Go, 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 go. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Imagine being in a deep sleep and someone calling you gently. Hello? Wake up, George. Hello? Hello? I'm talking to you. Hello? It might take them a while. It might take you a while to hear them. And when you finally start to wake up, it might take a while to get the sleep out of you so you can clearly know what's being said. Well, I think that this is a condition. God is saying, hello, hello. You're sleeping because of this, you're sleeping areas of your life because of this oddity that you have against people. And I'm calling you, wake up, wake up. And so, yeah, it may take you a while, but listen to. If it's a road you have to travel to get, start really forgiving, then start taking that road and start really forgiving so you can get free. Okay? It may take a while for you to wake up out of that place that you've abided for a while. All right? Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, if you want to call in right now, you could do so, and I will take your call if I see your call. All right, the number 657-383-0134. If not, I'm going to move into some more deliverance on other subjects other than the unforgiveness. But I know last week we did not have any time to do mass deliverance, so it looks like we might have a little time to do some. So let's go ahead and move into some other areas of deliverance now. As we've talked to you about unforgiveness, we dealt with that. Now I want to deal with some things that hold back your confidence. Some spirits that get in the way of you being bold, spirits that get in the way of you being confident. We're going to come against those spirits today because God called you to be bold. It says the righteous are bold as a lion. And so if you're not walking in that boldness, then possibly you are having some spirits minister to you that are not the spirit of the Lord. And we need to get rid of those things. All right, that timid spirit, let's command that to come out. Remember, to come out your mouth, coughing, sighing, burping, yawning, spitting. And we're going to come against these spirits that hinder you from being bold today. All right? Hallelujah. Is that okay with you? It's okay with me. And I tell you, I want to see you free. Man, I've gotten free from so many things, so I want you to be free from so many things, too. And it is ongoing, so we may need to get free of more things a year from now, too. So it's a process. Come out right now in the name of Jesus. All timidity, shyness, you come out of there right now. Those timid spirits, those shy spirits, those spirits that keep you from being bold right now, we command you to come out in Jesus' name. Out, 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 out of there, all the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. All the way up. All the way up out of there. Yeah, how do you call from hungry? That's a good question. Probably it would be long distance, but if you have Skype, you could dial this number, 657-383-0134, and call in that way. All right, keep coming out of there right now. Go in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Come on. All those shy spirits. You say, well, I'm the shy type. Well, I say, give me the chapter and verse for that. There isn't one, okay? Jesus said we're bold, not shy. So that shy spirit needs to come out of there right now. All that shyness, that fearfulness, fear of people, come out in the fear of man, bring it the snare. You come out of there right now. Go, 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 go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there all the way out by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, come all the way out. I bind you. I break your hold over people's lives right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The fear of man, come out. Fear of man, go in Jesus' name. All that fearfulness, come out. Fearfulness of people. Fearfulness of the opposite sex. Fearfulness of the same sex. Intimidation, come out. Come out. Being intimidated by people. Come out of there, all the way out. Go by the blood of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out right now. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus right now. Everybody take a few coughs. Get them moving. All the way out. Go. Let them go. Come on, a few more. All the way out. Go up out of there. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hindrance spirits. Come out. Hindrances to boldness. Come out. All the way out. All those hindering spirits. Hindrances to boldness. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 That's right. We bind the demons. You have to come out. Come out of there by the blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood and come out. Come out. Come out. Go. Spirits that hold you back, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits that block you, those blockages spirits, come out. They block you from moving ahead, those sabotagers, come out right now. Self-sabotage, sabotage, come out. Come out, self-sabotagers, trying to sabotage your life, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 all the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, keep moving out, keep moving out. All right. Going to stop and take a call and then continue right on with this mass deliverance. Hallelujah. All right. Hello. Hello. Caller, you're on the line. 661. What's your name?
Adrian.
What is it again? I can't hear you.
Adrian.
Adrian?
Adrian.
Adrian, and you're calling from Hungary?
Yes.
How can I pray for you tonight?
I'm having some bitterness issues.
Okay. Well, have you been able to make a choice to forgive?
Yes, sir.
You have. And is it a family member or someone else?
It's both.
Oh, both. Okay. Okay, so you have more than one people that you're having bitterness toward.
Yeah.
Have you asked Jesus into your heart?
Yes, sir.
So you know that you have him there. You're a Christian.
Yes, I'm a Christian.
Okay. So what we need to do then is have you renounce this bitterness, and then we cast the spirits out, and then you just choose to forgive them, right?
Yes, sir.
You do choose to forgive them?
Yes.
Well, just say this prayer then. Just say, I renounce bitterness.
I renounce bitterness.
And I ask you to forgive me for it, Lord.
And I ask you to forgive me for it, Lord.
And I thank you for delivering me from it as well.
And thank you for delivering me from it as well.
Okay, now I'm going to command it to come out of you. Now, you have chosen to forgive these people, and you verbally said that you forgive them. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now I'm going to command those spirits to come out of you now, all right? And they generally come out of your mouth coughing, sighing, burping, or yawning. So just let them go, all right? So come out of there right now. All those bitterness spirits, come out. I bind you, I break your power over my sister today. You come out of her right now in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out of her in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out now. Go, loose her. Let her go. Out, out of her. All those bitter spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you let go of her. Let go of her right now. By the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus. Are you still there, sister?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Keep coming out. All the way out. I thought I might have lost you there. Keep coming out of her. All unforgiveness, all generational curses of unforgiveness, you come out too. All the way out. All the way out of Adriana. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Adri, come out, 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 out of her. All the way out. I bind you. Let go of her. Come out. Unforgiveness. We break the curse. We break the generational curse. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. I bind you. Come out. All the way out. Take a couple of coughs, sister. Let them go. All the way out. Come out of there. Come on up out of there. In the name of Jesus, you loose her. Let her go. All bitter spirits, unforgiving spirits, anger spirits toward these people, toward the family member, the sexual abuse, any type of sexual abuse or verbal abuse or whatever they did to her, you come out of there right now. Go. Loose Adria. Come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. Come out of her. Up and out of there. I bind you in Jesus' name. I break your hold. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Be weakened. Angels, go in and sword these demons in Hungary right now that are tormenting her. Sword them right now. Sword them. Sword them. Sword them. Come out of her now. Come out of her right now. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Come 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 all the way out. All the way out of there, up and out, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. How are you doing, sister?
I can't stop yawning.
You can't stop yawning?
Yeah.
Well, keep coming out then. We'll continue to get them out. All the way out. Keep coming out of her. All those unforgiving spirits, you have to loose her. Let her go. Come out. Come out now. All the way out. All the spirits in that family, go. Envy, hurt, hurt, hurt by family members, hurt by others. Come out. Spirit of offense, come out. Come out. All the way out. Jesus' name, go. All those hurt spirits, come out of her now. All the way. All the way. I bind you in Jesus' name. You let go of her. She doesn't want you in there, demon. She doesn't want you in there. She's resisting you. She tells you you have to go. Now come out. Come out, demon. Be weakened by the blood. In Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, come out. Out, 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 out. All the way. Come out of there. All the way out. All those hurt feelings. hurt emotions, wounded emotions, come out. Come out. Come out now. Looser. All the way. All the way. Up out of there. Go. All those deep-rooted wounds. Deep-rooted wounds. Come out now. Come out now. And all roots of bitterness. Keep coming out. Roots of bitterness. Go. All those roots of bitterness. Jesus said we have to forgive. We have to let go. So you got to go all the way out. All roots of bitterness. Go, 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 go. Come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Those roots of bitterness. You have to loose her. Let her go. Come out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Be weakened by the blood and go. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Who else is in there? What's your name? In Jesus' name. Who else is in there, sister? Anything coming to you?
I just wish that this yelling would stop.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't understand you.
I just wish that this yelling would stop.
The yawning?
Yeah.
It will stop as after the demons are gone.
I mean this yelling.
Oh. Oh.
I hear voices.
Are you hearing voices in your mind?
Yes, sir.
What do they say to you?
Yeah, I keep saying no.
They tell you you're not saved?
Yeah, I keep saying no.
Hmm. Well, we can command those voices to come out of your head. You want to do that?
If possible.
We command those voices that are speaking to her in her head to come out. That demon is always talking to her in her head. Stop tormenting her. Come out of there. Come out now. I bind you. Come out. All the way out, Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Come out. Come out now. All those voices in the head, stop tormenting her. Command those voices to stop and come out right now. Go. Go. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out. All the way out of her head. You stop tormenting her. Stop speaking to her. You stop it in Jesus' name. You stop tormenting her. Come out. Jesus' name, you have to go. You have to go. In Jesus' name, you have to leave her. Let her go all the way out. We command this assignment to be canceled from the enemy over her. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus over her. I cover my sister here, Adria, with the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, I pray protection around her from the wicked one. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, you go. You let go of her. All the way up. All the way. Up and out. Keep coming out. Up and out. Out, 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 out. Go. Go. Every bit of it. Every bit of it. Thank you, Jesus. How you doing now?
Beard.
I can barely hear you.
I said beard.
You're doing good or bad?
I'm
feeling
sick. You're feeling
sick?
Beard.
Huh? I'm just having a hard time understanding your accent. I'm sorry. Weird. Okay, thank you. Feeling weird. Okay. You feel like any of the spirits have left yet? You feeling any releases?
I feel some kind of a release.
Okay. You want me to keep on telling them to go?
It's fine.
It's up to you. I will do it if you want me to. What spirit's really bothering you right now?
I'm sorry.
What spirit's really bothering you, you say?
Honestly, I'm getting very angry at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, we just pray for you to start feeling better in Jesus' name right now. I rebuke this pain in Jesus' name. Yes, she's from Hungary, and we just cover her with the blood of Jesus. I pray for healing for her, Lord, and this tormentor will have to loose her and let her go right now. Go from her. Come out of her right now, all torment. All spirits that have been tormenting her, troubling her, harassing her, we command you to come out of her right now, all the way out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Go. Loose her. Let her go. All the torment. Come out. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus. Okay, yes, we break every abuse spirit over her. All sexual abuse, all abuse spirits, come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, go, loose her, let her go, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all torment, in Jesus' name, all witchcraft, go, all Satanism, go, in Jesus' name, every spirit of death over her, we command the death spirit to go from her, spirit of death and darkness, come out of her now, all the way out, all the way out, yes, you will, go, go in Jesus' name. Go by the blood of Jesus, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out of her. Loose her, let her go. In Jesus' name, spirits of death, you get out of her. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of her. Come out now. I bind you. You stop it and let go of her. She will have peace and rest in Jesus' name. Go all the way out, all the way out. Come out of her now. Come out of her now. Stop troubling her. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All sexual abuse, come out. Ritual abuse. Satanism, go in Jesus' name. Go, loose her. Let her go. All the way out. All the way out. Be weakened by the blood. Go. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name, come out. Spirits of misery trying to make her miserable. You come out of her. Do, come out. Come on, all that misery, come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of misery, come out. Trying to make her just miserable and full of torment. You come out, all the way out. All the way out. All the way out. By the blood of Jesus. Yes, let go of her. Out. I bind you, demons. You let go of my sister. You let go of Adria. In Jesus' name. She's a child of Jesus. Stop tormenting her. Jesus' name. What's your name, demon? Who are you? What are you doing to her? I bind you. In Jesus' name. What's your name? I bind you. You let go of her. In the name of Jesus. Death, come out right now, death. I rebuke you. All death spirit, come out of there. In Jesus' name. You stop trying to kill her and try to take her into death in her life and mess her up with everything she puts her hand to. You stop that. Come out, death. All the way out. All the way out. You will come out. You're defeated by the blood. You like the blood of Jesus, demon? Have some more. The blood of Jesus. Come out of her now. Yes, you will. You want to go to Carter's? We can send you there. You like that, demon? That'd be your favorite place to go. Yeah. Jesus is bigger than you, demon. You can't have her anymore. She doesn't want you. She doesn't want you. She doesn't want you. She wants you out, demon. I want you out. I have authority over you, demon. You have to bow your knee and come out of her now. Come out.
Leave me alone.
No, you have to go. You have to come out. I put the pressure on you. I'm not going to leave you alone, demons, because you have to come out of it. Come out. Come on. Loose her. Let her go. You want some more blood, angels? Yes, the blood. Have some blood, demon. You like the blood, don't you? Angels, open this demon's mouth and pour the blood down his throat right now. You like that? That feel good, demon? the blood of Jesus, that pure, warm, cleansing blood. He poured down your throat, demon. Oh, you like that? Some more? You want some more? Angel.
Leave me alone.
More blood, demon. You're going to leave her alone. You're going to come out of her. You're going to stop tormenting her and come out. Come out, demon. Out, 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 out of her. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You come out now. Death. All the way out. Who else is in there? Come out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. You got to go. All the way. Come out. Come out. Come on. Up and out. 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 All the way. All the way. Thank you, Jesus. All the way. Keep coming out. Up and out. Be weakened by the blood and go all the way. Right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Who's next? What's your name, demon? Your next demon on the surface. What's your name, demon? I find you. The blood of Jesus against you right now. The blood of Jesus. What's your name? From Adri. What's the name of that demon in Adri? Come on. Speak your name. I bind you. I bind you, demon. Mental torment. Mind control. Come out right now. Go. All the way out. All the way out. Come on. All that mental torment. All that mental torment. Mind control. Come out. Out, 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 out of her. All the way out. Come on. Mental torment. Mind control.
Shut
all
up.
All the demons over the mind. Yes, you come out of there. I find you. You don't want to go. I know, but you got to go. You got to go, demon. You got to go. Yes, you do. What are you doing to her? I find you. That mind control demon. That mental torment. You come out of her now. Have some more blood. Angels going, yes, have some more blood, demon. You like the blood. Yes, sword that demon right now. Angels, go in there and sword that demon. Sword it, sword it, sword it. Sword it, yes. And pour blood down this demon's throat. Now you come out of there. Mind control. Mental torment. Come out of there. Come out now. Come on. You're tormenting her mind. Now come out of her mind. All that mental torment. Out, 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 out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All the way out. Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. Mental torment. Go. All the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Up and out of our sister Adria. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come out. Keep coming out. All those mind binders, go. All those spirits that are binding up her mind, come out of her mind. Come on. All the way out. That band around her mind, we break that band. We pull the claws, the talons out. Come out. Jesus' name. Break every hex, every vex, every curse over our sister Adria. Come out. Yes, you will, demon. You having problems, demon? I bind you. You come out of there. Come out of there right now. Those mind binders, come out. Come out. Heaviness over her mind right now. Come out. Come out. Dark cloud. Come out. 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 All the way out. All that heaviness over her mind. Come out of her mind. Be weakened by the blood and come out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. All the way out. All the way. All the way. Go. Go. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. Go. Go. Mind-binding spirits. Confusion. Come out. Confusion. Come out of there, too. Come out. Come on. All the way out. All that confusion. Come out. Yes. Keep coming. Confusion. Out. 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 Out of there. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. Be weakened by the blood. Keep going. Keep going. We cover you, sister, with the blood of Jesus. Nothing but the blood. And defeat you. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and the word of God says, in my name you shall cast out devils. We cast you out. We cast you out. That's right. Any other personalities in there, I bind you right now. That alternate personality that takes over, you come out. Come out right now. Come on. Move. In Jesus' name, move. Move. Move by the blood of Jesus right now. Go. Go. Come out. Loose her. Let her go. All the way out. Out, 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 out. All the way out. Come on. Loose my sister. Let go of Adrian. Come out. Come out. Who else is in there? What's your name, demon? What's your name, demon? I command you to give your name. What is your name? Who are you? What are you doing to her?
Hatred.
Hatred. Is that what I heard? Hatred? Come out. Come out right now. Go. In Jesus' name. Go. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Come out. Come out. Come out.
No.
Hatred. Go. Yes, you come out of there. I bind you. You're weak, demon. You're defeated by the blood. Yes, you are, demon. Hatred. Go. Right now. Yes, you're weak. The blood of Jesus weakened you right now. Oh, you have to go. Yes, you do. She doesn't want you to come out. Out, 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 out. Go. All the way. Let it go. All hatred. Come out. All hatred. Jesus' name. Every bit of it. Move. Move. All the way. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Keep coming out by the blood of Jesus right now. By the blood of Jesus. All the way. Who's there? All that anger in there. Go. All anger, rage, come out. Come out. Come on. All anger and rage, spirits that are ready to, just explosive spirits that want to explode in her, you come out. That explosive spirit, come out.
Hold on.
Come out. Yeah, you have to go. Oh, yes. You having problems, demon, huh? You don't like the blood of Jesus, do you? But you have to go. Yes, all that explosive spirit. That spirit that causes her to blow up at times and scream at people. You come out of there. Come out right now, that explosive spirit. Yeah? I bind you, Rage. I bind you. Who else is in there? You like tongues, don't you, demon? Yes, you love people speaking in tongues, the power of the tongues, yes. The blood of Jesus, you come out of there. What's your name, demon? Who are you? I find you in Jesus' name. Say, Jesus is Lord, demon. Strife? Is that what I heard? Spirit of strife?
Suicide.
Suicide, okay, I'm sorry. Suicide, demon. All that suicidal demon, you come out right now. Go, in the name of Jesus. Come out, suicide. I bind you, suicidal spirit. You're not going to hurt her. You come out of there. She shall live and not die and proclaim the works of the Lord. Come out right now, suicidal spirit. No, she doesn't belong to you. She belongs to Jesus. Whose name's written on her heart, demon? Whose name's written on her heart? I think you'll see Jesus there, won't you? That's right. Jesus. She loved Jesus. Adria loved Jesus. You're a liar. Come out, suicide. Come out, suicide. You're coming out of there. I find you. I find you. We're not going to leave you alone till you leave. Angels are going to escort you out of there, demon. Yes, you're going to leave. I rebuke you in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of her. Come out. Come out, suicidal spirits. Come out, 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 out. All. Yes, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way, all the way. Out, 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 suicide. All that suicide, come out. She shall live and not die. Come out, 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 out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Yes, all the way. All the way. Out, 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 out. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All suicide. All suicide. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for setting our sister free from demons tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Every one of them has to go all the way by the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus over her right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Who else is in there? What's your name? What's your name, demon? Your next spirit that's on the surface. What is your name? What are you doing to her? I bind you. I bind you. Break your hold over her. Depression. I rebuke that spirit of depression right now. That's right. There's no distance with Jesus, whether they be on the phone in the United States or right here in the room with me or over in Hungary. The demons have to obey. You come out of there. Depression. Come out. I bind you, depression. Yes, you will go. You have to obey. I have authority over you, demon. Well, you can't stay there anymore. You can't do that to her. I forbid it in the name of Jesus.
I can do whatever you chose to.
I rebuke that in Jesus' name. You will not take control of her anymore in Jesus' name. I rebuke your control over her. Come out. Come out now. Yes, you will. Come out, in the name of Jesus. Be rebuked in Jesus' name. Yes, you have to go. Angel of the Lord, sword that demon right now. Sword it with your swords in Jesus' name. The demons love that. You come out of there right now. Go in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out right now. All depression, out, up and out. All that depression over the mind, over the body. Come out. Come out, depression. Come out. Loose her, let her go. All the way. All the way out. Come out, depression. Come out. Come out. Keep coming. Go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way. Every bit of that depression. Go. 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 All the way. All the way out. Every bit of it in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Keep coming out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus. Who else is in there? What's your name, demon? I bind you. What's your name? What's that?
He said my throat is hurting.
Your throat is hurting. Well, any spirit lodged in the throat, get on up out of there. We cover her throat with the blood of Jesus right now. Come on out. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Up out of her throat. We cover her throat with the blood. It's going to get better. Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
I'm scared.
Jesus' name.
I'm scared.
Fear, come out right now. All the way out. Come out, fear. Come out, fear. I rebuke that fear. Come out. All that fear. All that fear of being scared. Come out. 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 Fear. God didn't give you that fear. That come from the devil. That's a demon. Come out, fear. All that being scared, all that fear, come out, fear. I bind you, fear. I bind that fear of demons. Come out. We don't have to be afraid of the demons. We have authority over the demons. Come out. All the way out by the blood of Jesus right now. Go. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go right now. Loose her. Let her go. Come out, fear. Come out, fear. Come out, fear. All the way out. All the way out. All fear in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to pray for you, sister, because we're running out of time here. But you call back another time, and we'll do round two with you. We'll get some more demons out. Okay?
Okay, sir.
All right. Well, let me pray for you. Father, I pray for Adria, Lord. You just bless her, Father, and seal this deliverance that she got tonight to her. And, Father, I pray that you'll continue to get more deliverance, Father. Bless this woman, Lord. You love her in Jesus' name. Bless her. And thank you for ministering to her in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and praise for it. And surround her with a hedge of protection, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. That was Adria from Hungary. We appreciate her calling in tonight and getting some freedom from those demons. Praise God for that sister. Listen, I was going to take more phone calls, but it looked like we're about out of time here. We're going to have to wind it up for another week until next Friday, and then we'll get back and do some more deliverance. But, Lord, she is a blessing to hear her get delivered. And, yeah, those demons wanted to act up a little and talk to us and tell us they're not coming out and they're not going to leave. But that stuff happens, you know, and that's normal. But they're going to keep coming out. They have to obey. That just shows you people that are listening the authority that we have in Jesus. There's no distance in the spirit, right? By telephone or in person or even halfway around the world, spirits will obey and come out. And so that's just a dear sister. And even though I had a little bit of trouble hearing her, I did manage to hear most of what she said. And the Lord delivered her and did a work in her. And she coughed up a bunch of demons tonight. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. That's wonderful. And I hope some of you got some deliverance tonight too. And when we were doing a mass deliverance a while ago, hopefully some of you got some deliverance. And keep on getting it. Amen. That's it. The key is to keep on getting delivered until you get free and can walk in greater liberty and greater liberty. This is Pastor John Kyle. We had a liberation night tonight for independence from evil spirits. Praise God. And our website, theoasisplace.org. TheOasisPlace.org. You can email me at TheOasis1@localnet.com. TheOasis1@localnet.com. You write to me at Pastor Kyle at P.O. Box 50162. That's P.O. Box 50162 in Billings, Montana. That's Billings, Montana. Okay? 59105. All right? And I would just encourage people to continue to pray for Adri. Even though the show is going off the air, you can continue to pray for her that Jesus will set her completely free from these things that are tormenting her, and just keep covering her with the blood of Jesus. In fact, you know, the Bible says, pray ye one for another that you may be healed. So pray for that dear sister, okay? And, yes, tell us what you mean by weird. That would be good to hear. We'd like to hear that. What do you mean by weird? All right, as we close out tonight, tell us that, and we will pray in that direction. But, you know, many times you'll feel a lot of things as you start getting delivered. And sometimes you do feel dizzy. Sometimes you feel tingling in your body. We did some mighty deliverances this week that they felt tingling in their body. They felt sensations of vibrating and things like that. And they go away a little while after deliverance. But during deliverance, you'll have these sensations sometimes, okay? And not to be alarmed by those things, they do go away after a while, and that's normal, okay? The important thing is that after you're freed, you do feel lighter, and definitely you will feel better, and praise God for deliverance. All right, we better go ahead and close this out. Father, we thank you for this evening. Thank you for each person that has listened. Thank you for the dear ones in the chat room as well. Father, those who will download later, bless them as well. Continue to deliver them and set them free from their besetting weights, the weights and the sin that so easily besets them, the demon weights that are on them, and the weight of sin as well, Father. We thank you for setting free, ministering to them as we close out this day. And, Lord, we thank you for each one. Bye-bye now. Love y'all, and we'll see you next week. Use the sword of the word to keep evil away.
heard the global warning. My battle cry. Christ can save you. He is alive.
Come, Lord Jesus, don't delay, return.